Welcome back to the channel today, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to pick up again on a topic I talked about a while ago, which has now passed. This is somewhat worrying, I think, to many of us on the channel here, many of you as subscribers. It's also positive in some ways as well. I'll get onto the positives, but I'll also cover the negatives. And of course, what we're talking about is these new hate speech bills or hate speech laws that have been passed. But it's not just really about hate speech. There's a lot of other things in this bill. And we're going to focus predominantly today on the UK bill because that is the most advanced one. It's the furthest ahead. It's passed. The EU has a bill as well. The US, the Canada, Australia, New Zealand. A lot of other countries are working through their bills or they're just about to pass them. But the UK has passed their bill. And they've started to prosecute people under this new bill. Now, as I've always said, they do this as a way to incite fear into the populace. So you see a case of someone who says something which you say, what? That's misinformation? And you think to yourself, well, I believe the same thing. Well, I better not post that on my Instagram or my what used to be Facebook or things like that. And that's what we're starting to see. If we have time in the video, I can give you a couple of examples of this. But what has now passed is this new law all around misinformation. And the fines for this are pretty hefty, not in terms of money, but in terms of time served, i.e. a prison sentence. So you can now go to prison in the UK for spreading what is classed as misinformation. And the problem I have with this bill is that misinformation is not clear, and it's not clear in a number of regards. So misinformation is whatever they, whoever they are, it's the government, it's the law, whatever they deem to be misinformation at the time. And for the Americans watching, I want to show you what is about to be proposed as well for the USA. In fact, I'll show you very quickly now so we can go back into all of this, because I think the Americans watching are going to be shocked by what is coming to the US. So we'll jump straight to that. This was a CNN article that I read a couple of weeks back now, and it said, what is new denial? An alarming wave of climate misinformation is spreading on YouTube. Now, at first I saw the story as I do, and I just added it to my watch list just to see if anything else came of it. Then a Patreon member in the private community sent me a video on the new climate denial. So of course I had to download the report and read this. And if you go down to page 33, I believe it is. In fact, I want to just show you a couple of examples here. So for those of you in the US, this is what they are classing. So they took people like Jordan Peterson, for example, who got a million views on this, and they say that YouTube needs to stop his monetization. So they're saying he needs to be demonetized for interviewing someone that disagreed with the claims around climate change. Who else? This was another one, Redacted, a big channel, Clayton Morris. Again, this title, this is how they'll control us, new lockdowns announced, etc. They use this as an example as well and said that Redacted need to be demonetized, and they were launching this big campaign to stop it. And they use all these different examples. So let's look at page 30. Well, this is page 32, but let me just show you page 33 here, because these are the proposals. Digital platforms must demonetize climate denial content. And of course, this is climate denial as they perceive it to be. Because remember, you cannot argue with their science, regardless that there are a lot of scientists on the other side who have different viewpoints on what is going on right now, bringing in all sorts of things around the sun, historical weather patterns, ice cores, and you know, there's all sorts of stuff that I've read up on. So this is what they're talking about then. They're talking about how all of these channels need to be demonetized. And there's also an example in one of these documents around Russell Brand and how that was a perfect example of how to remove the funding from some of these people by cutting out their revenue. And it was talking about how you hit them hard by affecting their income, because they gave all these examples and staffing and teams of content creators. And if you hit their income, then they won't be able to produce as high quality of content. The content will go down, you'll have less viewers, etc., etc. So they've got all these very strange models and explanations of all the things that they're proposing. So I saw this a couple of weeks ago. It looks like it is being pushed through quite hard. So if you're in the US thinking, whew, thank goodness we haven't got this, but this is interesting to watch what's happening in the UK. Well, no, this is going to be coming to the US as well. Now, let me go straight over then to the bill. So we can see this is not some sort of fake website or anything like that. Here it is here, www.gov.uk. So this is the UK government website. And here it is, fake news to put online abusers behind bars from today. So I won't go into this whole thing because there's a lot here, but this does link to the Criminal Justice Bill of 2023. If you want to start reading through all of this, if you want more reference around what is actually going on here, you can read all of these documents. But here's the biggest problem that I've got with the bill. I'll talk about the positives of the bill and how it protects children, which is a great thing. But I also want to tell you the nefarious things that they've put in this bill, which is how I know there's a lot more behind this than meets the eye. UK's Online Safety Act officially grants MSM, which is the mainstream media, permission to publish lies. You might say, huh? What does that mean, Neil? Well, welcome to the UK, where it's now official government policy that you can't publish misinformation, but The Guardian, the BBC, Disney, and Netflix can. Yes, it's true, and I'll show you the clauses as we go into the law on this as well. The recently signed Online Safety Bill brands the publication of false information a criminal offence punishable by up to a year in prison. This is absolutely true, by the way. Unless you're an MSM outlet, then it's totally fine. So let's look at the sections then in this bill. This is Section 179, Part 10, Communication Offences. A person commits an offence if the person sends a message, see section 182, the message conveys information that the person knows to be false. Again, they have to prove this in a court of law, but they would use their own evidence to prove your evidence as false, although it doesn't really make much sense. At the time of sending it, the person intended the message or the information in it to cause non-trivial psychological or physical harm to a likely audience, and the person has no reasonable excuse for sending the message. Now, if you remember during COVID and the lockdowns, I said we would start seeing a lot of these bills coming through later on, purely because a lot of people disagreed with the mainstream media narrative. I was one of those people. You remember a lot of my videos got flagged, a lot of them got taken down, even though now what I said back then has been proven to be correct. In fact, I would say almost everything I was saying back then has been proven to be true today. So it's quite worrying to me that even though we have the evidence now, which refutes what was said at the time, if I'd have said that back then with this law in place, I could have gone to prison for 1 year for each of those offences, even though it's been now proven correct what I said. I mean, imagine if that were the case, and I would now have to have some sort of appeal using the new evidence to get me out of prison. I mean, this stuff is pretty worrying or concerning. Now, let's look at Section 180 then, which exempt all MSN outlets from this new law. Again, this is not a joke. This is absolutely true. You can read it in the documentation. Here is the exemptions from the offence under Section 179. Again, what does recognised mean? We don't know. News publisher cannot commit an offence under Section 179. So as long as you're recognised, you can't be committed. An offence under Section 179 cannot be committed by the holder of a licence under the Broadcasting Act 1990 or 1996. So I guess that's my solution. I need to get some sort of a broadcasting license. An offence under Section 179 cannot be committed by the holder of a multiplex license or the provider of an on-demand program service like the BBC, for example. But we've got a lot more on this then. I want to talk about some of the positives then of this new bill, just so I'm not, going too hard on the negatives of it. the biggest social media platforms will be required to protect children online by keeping them off suggested friends lists to stop them being contacted by groomers. So I think we can all agree this is a good thing. It's going to protect our children a lot better. The new online safety regulator has published its first draft codes of practice under the Online Safety Act, which was signed into law last week. The first codes focus on illegal material online, such as child abuse material, grooming content, and fraud. Under the code, the largest platforms will be required by default to ensure that children on their sites are not presented with lists of suggested friends, do not appear in other users' lists, that their location information is not visible to other users, and that people outside their agreed connections cannot direct message them. So far then, I agree with all of this. I think this is the positive thing. This article goes further. UK takes the lead in tackling cyberbullying as Online Safety Act gets royal assent. So again, online bullying, I think this is very positive so that children aren't bullied online. I think we can all agree with some of the positives of this act. And now you know why this was in the news nonstop. I was wondering for a long time, why was this story in the news all day, every day, even on my app? I remember that I turned it off because I thought, why do I keep getting this? And I clicked in my news app, stopped showing stories, had to turn it off. And it still kept pushing them to me 3 to 4 times a day for weeks and weeks on end. And now I understand why. It's because it was, again, the media always prepares the public for what is coming. Remember that. We talked about this with the military draft. Why? Because they're preparing the UK citizens for a military draft in the future. So this is what the media does. It prepares us for future events and it makes us softer to these things when they come up. So yes, we all agree with protecting children online and everything around that, but then they put these other things in, these other measures through the back door, as it were. Things like, if you say something that disagrees with the government's policy, if you say anything against the government or certain people, or you put some misinformation out online, then you can go to prison for a year. Talk about a disincentive for other people that are watching. Because remember, the majority of the population are very placid. They will do whatever the government says, whatever the police says, whatever the media says, and they won't even question it. We saw this with a lot of things that happened during COVID, even though they made absolutely no sense whatsoever. It was like that story I told you where we had that news article of the man on his boat. He lived on a sailboat and he was in the middle of the sea. He was in the middle of nowhere. He lived on his sailboat and he gets arrested by the Coast Guard and put in prison with loads of other people because there was a lockdown. He wasn't allowed to travel. And it's like, that makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. Or the time I was on that hike, a couple mile hike. I was in the middle of nowhere and I walked past someone with two masks. They had two masks on and they freaked out because I was walking near them on a path and things like that. And I'm like, why is this person wearing two masks in the middle of nowhere when there's no one around? You know, this sort of thing, because they've been told by the media, double mask or whatever else, people followed it. This is the sort of thing that worries me about society. Not someone posting their viewpoint or some alternative science online. So this is a big one that's been all over the news, well, for the last 4 days then. And you can see this all over X, and I'll pull it up on the main website here. It says, Sam Mellier convicted of hate speech. It says because he said it's okay to be white, and he was making all these stickers and stuff that said reject white guilt. Now, I will say there's a lot more to this story than meets the eye. Everyone's running with this story that he posted. It's okay to be white. Don't worry if you're white. Be proud of being white. And people got offended by this and they said it was racist and everything else. That's actually not the truth of the story. There's a lot more to it. He wasn't just posting that. He was posting other things. So if you do hear anyone saying, this guy's gone to prison, this guy is going to prison for posting it's okay to be white, there's a lot more to the story than this. That's just the surface level. But one thing I am surprised by is that he's been told by the judge to stay off social media and that he shouldn't talk about this or he shouldn't make any posts on social media, which people are now saying is a restriction of his freedom of speech. Now, there's a few other cases that are going through the courts at the moment, and I can almost guarantee you we're going to see a massive ramp up of these kind of stories as more and more people are prosecuted. We talked about, it was about around about August of 2023, so you know, 7 months or so ago now, of how I did an investigation into all the government statistics because my van was stolen. As I've told you a lot about this, the van was stolen. The police were not interested. There was almost, as you know, no conviction rate whatsoever. But then when I started to look into the highest conviction rates, it was hate speech online and how the judges were doubling the sentences. And I thought there's something a little bit strange about that. Maybe there's something else coming down the line. Now we know what it was that's coming down the line. So with all of these things, whenever new laws pass, we're going to start to see some other examples of people who are posting things online which are going to be in breach of this new online law. And you're going to see a lot of this in the media, so they're going to put it in the media quite heavily as a way to deter anyone from saying anything that is classed as misinformation. I think one of the big ones that's going to be coming down the line is anything around climate, because only today I saw all these publications, and it was even said breaking news on the BBC earlier, BBC World News. It said the world passed the 1.5 degree Celsius this year. Climate scientists, you know, making all these warnings, etc. It showed these killer whales that were trapped in this thing, and it was like, this is because of climate change. It showed this polar bear. You know, there's all this stuff going on today. And then, of course, they straight after that, they put this other story in. And then there was this other, after that story, there was this story on carbon credits and all of these, you know, the first dairy farm to start buying carbon credits and all of this other stuff. And I was like, okay, that was clever how they did that. So they did this story about 1.5 degrees. They then put this other thing on that was a bit weird to distract you. And then they brought the carbon credits and how this first dairy farm have bought all these carbon credits and they've reduced their dairy herd. And they're starting to put this other feed, I think it said, into the cattle feed. And it was all this stuff anyway. And talking about responsible farmers versus all of these irresponsible farmers. And then, of course, another story came on. And then after that, they start putting on, you know, all this stuff about, they weren't showing all the protests, but they were talking about, you know, these farmers that were irresponsible and everything else. It's very calculated. If you understand how the media works, especially these big platforms, you'll see just how calculated all of this is. And the only really way you can start to see through all of this is by watching, you know, what I talk about or other channels that sort of show you it and break it down as to what's going on. It's very, very clever the way these big media channels actually put all of this programming in. But it's also very, very concerning. But I think coming back to this bill then, now that the UK has passed it, because remember there's always that first test case, this was talked about at Davos, the WEF meeting this year, they were talking about the first test case, which was the UK. We're going to see it EU, we're going to see it US and Canada. This is going to be pretty worrying because everything around freedom of speech is going to be called into question. What actually can you say? What can you not say in the future? Because you might offend someone. So we'll leave it there for today. Thank you so much for watching. You're now up to date on this new bill and what's actually going through. Pretty worrying, I would say. But as always, I'll continue to monitor this for you. So thanks so much for watching today and being a subscriber. Take care. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.